You're on 90.3 CKUT FM. To get tonight's program started off, we're going to turn to the king and perhaps one of my favorite kings of the blues scene. Here he is, Freddie King, playing his number, I'd Rather Be Blind.
Goodness of God. 'Cause all my so wide. It seems this journey, it will never end. And you keep asking the question, God, why? I know the road, it gets so rocky at times. I know the heartaches are severe. It seems like life will never change its tide. But there's an answer to all of life cares.
Stay with God.
In spite of what you see or feel,
stay.
try hard, but I make mistakes. You're still by my side every step that I take. Through every heartache, and you get the praise. And you are my guide, I'm a shield always. Every time me I gaze and I play hard days, you still show mercy and keep me safe. Lord, I pray, I honor your name. Deliver your mercy whenever I fall. Powerful, omnipotent, shine down your glory, your magnificence. When you build a fence, it make all the difference. Step in on my life and take precedence. Be the captain, the pilot, the teacher. Be the head and the boss and the leader. Be my guide, my shepherd and my keeper. Beginning and the end, you are the Alpha Omega. Lord, I pray, I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall, you lift me up. Glory to me, oh God. Even when they plot and scheme and try to stop me,
stop me.
Even when they try them best to take my glory.
To hear some of these songs at these troubled times, you know. I don't know where else to turn to but to CKUT when I need to hold myself together a little bit and listen to what some of the DJs are doing. Some of them are doing wonderful things. I was listening to DJ Butcher T, Noontime Cuts, and the latter part of the show, he sort of took me back home. Home in Toronto, home in Jamaica, home in Montreal, of course. It was beautiful. Beautiful, as I can safely say. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm known to most of my friends as Stretch. Reason being, I played a lot of soccer in Jamaica at the time, and I was a goalkeeper, so the name Stretch came right along, and I embraced it ever since. What I'd like to have Stretch didn't stretch, so you know what I'm saying. Behave yourself, Stretch. The goodness of God, I opened with. C.C. Winans, a beautiful singer, beautiful lady, beautiful character. I had the pleasure of meeting her just to say hi and shake her hands along with the Staple Singers at the University of Chicago. Some years ago, I went there with a band called Names and Faces. Stay with God, a young lady all the way from Jamaica who firmly believes in her Christianity, Judith Gale. The last one you heard there, Glory to God, Wayne Marshall, featuring Tessin Chin. It's her brother-in-law. It's his sister-in-law, because he's married to his sister, her sister, Tessin Chin. Beautiful singer. And, of course, Wayne Marshall, also another beautiful singer. In the background, you're listening to Tommy McCook. I sort of dug that up somewhere. You want to ask me where? It's now 19 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. At 4:30, I'll be talking on the Zoom. We're going to try out the Zoom today. Just two of us, two or three of us, and see what it's like. Because coming up in the fall, we want to have some artists, some nice guests that you can talk with, and so forth and so forth. I want to say hello to Miss Vivian German, and a friend of approximately 40, 50 years. It's her birthday today or yesterday. You know, she's still sweet 16, and she's just got back from Jamaica. I hate these people who go to Jamaica so often and they'll carry me, you know. And she's having her birthday, enjoying herself. So in the week, I'll go have a drink with her and somebody named Clinton, a guy who claims he's Jamaican, but he's actually a Canadian. But, you know, he hangs out with Jamaicans, so he feels he knows Jamaica. He knows Kingston better than me. So we get into a confrontation all the time about Kingston. I don't know Kingston too well. I went to Calabar Elementary for 7, 6, whatever years, and that's how I knew it. And my sister worked at Jamaica Times, and other sisters work at Hannah. So, you know, I kind of know Kingston a bit, Victoria Pier so far, and this guy, he thinks he knows Jamaica because he knows halfway through road. Just pulling his legs. My brother Clinton, all the best. And Miss Vivian, you requested this. And this is why we're here. If you request something, we're going to give it to you. This is Brother Gregory Isaacs. I hope you're still night nursing. To Vivian German celebrating her birthday. Where is Gregory? It's Dean Fraser. I'm going to look for Gregory. I think this is Gregory now, crossing fingers. That one is a beautiful rendition by Mr. Dean Fraser. Here's Brother Gregory.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of
setters. Prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Night nurse, only you alone can quench the setters.
The ever so graceful Mr. Gregory Isaacs. We miss him. We miss him. Miss him a lot. Especially those of us some out of Maypen. This evening, I'm going to try out the Zoom, as I said. I will try it out at 4:30. I will get myself a guinea pig, and we're going to try it out. I won't open it to the general public, but you'll hear it on the radio what I'm doing. This is CKUT's Zoom that we're trying to... everything that is technically... thing is we want to bring to the John public, our public, all right? So what else is new? You know something somebody reminded me just now on the phone here. What is it with Big Talk Radio? I don't want to call no names. I don't want to get sued because they'd have to take all the old clothes that I have. I have no money. But Big Talk Radio here, you know. I listen to Aaron Rand and the young lady, and I love that show. Come 6 o'clock, and then all of a sudden somebody comes from Toronto, Canada. And what kills me, I'm on the road at that time. I need something to listen to. Some of the subjects are great and interesting, but what I can't stand, these shows are done in the mornings. And you will hear something like, our next guest is Howard Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr. It's 6 o'clock in the evening, 6:30. I wish they would try. They have so many strange voices that we are not used to in Montreal. And say, I don't know, maybe I'm miserable, but I just want to hear Montreal problems. I want to hear about the mayor getting vexed because they didn't have a gay parade. What happened there? Don't get me started. This is our city, and they didn't have the gay parade. They didn't have the Jamaica Day because something closed down. I am not feeling good about this. This was never Montreal. This is not Montreal, you know what I mean? Well, don't complain about the road repairs, because right now I can't get into my yard. I have to drive all over the city of Pierrefonds to get back to my house. I have to come from the rear end of what I'm usually doing. So I am not complaining about that. But I'll complain about the garbage, the green boxes. We had a green box here for about two and a half weeks. Nobody came to claim it. You know, I mean, you pay enough taxes, we need to have these things moved. Anyway, Stretch, you're too miserable. All right? So, it's 4:29. A little bit of ads to sort of... remind us that we have to be careful.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Okay. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus. And booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This summer, I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting on my guests, who I'm going to use as a... Oh, yeah, she's there. Oh, what am I waiting on? So let me go here. Folks, I'll be on the Zoom for the next 10 minutes or so. So, but you'll be here. You will be able. What's happening here? I'm hearing my commercials, Astell. Joelle, you got on your radio?
Oh, yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me okay?
I'm hearing you good, but I'm not seeing you good.
You're not seeing me? Okay, so let me see. Okay, so here I am.
Now I see you. All right, so how do you feel being a guinea pig for West Indian rhythms?
Well, you know, it's better than being a rabbit. Or a monkey.
I hear you. Now
how
you.
How was your week?
My week is always exciting.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Tell me how to get excited, because you have all this excitement going on. Share it with me. What did you do that is so exciting?
I cut the grass.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I moved some dirt.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Oh, yeah, and I dig up the flowers that I shouldn't have dug up, so I got in trouble.
That's not too exciting.
I make it what it is, you know.
Yes, of course. You got to make the most of it, considering what's going on out there, you know.
Oh, yeah, and I wanted to go by my brother. Hello, let me say hello to my brother Lee Carr and his my darling sister, Miss Faith Carr, and so forth and so forth. Well, say hello to the crew also, now that I mentioned Faith Sankar, Nicholas. Have you seen Nicholas lately on the Facebook?
He seems to be at large, eh?
I mean, Nicholas has beard, fancy jacket.
Oh, my God. That's why you can't find him, because he changed up himself.
Yeah, he's sexy now, a sexier.
I wonder what crime he commit that he have all this beard and hiding.
I have no idea, but that is our Nicholas, a resident DJ. He makes sure we get our music here so we can entertain the people. And you have something you wanted to tell us, and I'm curious. Explain your position and your appointment and everything.
Well, I have some exciting news myself. This morning I went to church to have to baptize my very first great grandson.
Hey, great grandson. Congrats.
Great grandson.
I had
my very first great grandchild, yes.
I had my two grandsons here with me.
Okay.
And they sang. So one of these days I'm gonna bust out some tunes from my grandson.
What is this? What is this? Mine was because of the pandemic. There was, you know, with the church and the lineup and getting the appointments. And so it was a whole host of waiting around. So we finally got an appointment. So late this morning, and he's all baptized. And when I left, he was fast asleep. So that's one thing that took
care of that. Excitement. All right. Number two.
Number two, we had the Council of Black Aging had an election to change the new board. They have a new board now.
The Council for Black Aging.
Yes.
Okay.
They started out at Union United Church. They had an office there, you know, many, many, many years ago. And they're still in business, still running, still going strong. And they're always, of course, accepting members, you know, so... they had an election and they have a new board. So we have Joan Curtin. She is the president. And Yvette Clark is vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Louise Paul. She is the treasurer. Ralph McFarlane, he is the secretary. Antoinette Henry is the assistant secretary, because you know a secretary needs an assistant.
Right.
And there is Sandra Samuels in Nairobi. Now, Sandra's role is sort of to keep us in line. And when they are meeting, when we have meetings and whatnot, you know, you will find the odd person that want to disrupt and, you know, carry on and everything like that. So she's the one with the whip to keep everybody in line. That's Sandra Samuels in Nairobi. And then there's Clifford Dolphy. He is a member of what you call a director of the board. And Cynthia Davison, she's also a director of the board. And yours truly, Jewel Jones, she is the PRO, doing what she's doing now. She's promoting them and getting the word out there to let people know that the Council of Black Aging is still going strong. And we are always looking for members. But one thing in particular that we're looking for is a new building. We're looking for a building because the one we have there now is a bit too small and it doesn't accommodate when we're having like the AGM or anything like that. So with the AGM, we usually have to keep it in City Hall in the South because the place is too small. So I'm reaching out to anyone in the South that knows of a nice building that we can rent with... you know, all the utilities, the kitchen, we need to have a kitchen and we need to have a certain amount of size to hold the people that we can keep our activities and expand and whatnot. So if anybody out there listening in LaSalle, we're looking for a building to move into to rent. So think about that and see how anyone out there listening that can help us. And our phone number is 514-935-4951.
Mm-hmm.
And our email is CBAC, which is CBAC, Montreal, MTL, at gmail.com. So that's CBAC, MTL, gmail.com.
Is there such a thing as a regular phone number?
Yes, okay. There's a phone number. 514-35-4951. Mm-hmm. And the address, they're located at 7401 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle. And they're inside the, if anybody knows where Super C is, mm-hmm. they're right inside the Super C building. They have an office and a little, they occupy a little space in there. So it's not very big, you know. So that's why we're looking to expand. So we're desperately seeking a building with kitchen facilities and a fairly large hall or something like that where we can keep our AGMs and whatnot.
Okay. So, you didn't explain. What is the purpose of the aging, the group?
What they do is they encourage the aging population to join them, the Black aging population, to join them in activities. They do activities, they do outings, they do all kinds of different things. They do knitting, they do, you know, they teach computers, they do bit of stuff there at the organization, and they are going strong, you know. Nice. And they're always welcoming new members. And we say the Council of Black Aging, but if there's anyone that happened to be married to somebody out of the race or whatever, they're welcome too, because that's your mate.
For sure.
You may be back and married to a white, and that doesn't mean that we're not going to accept you.
Yes.
Part of the deal, so you're welcome to come too. And so we're trying to get the seniors off the couch. Off the couch and out of the house and doing things, you know, because they've been stuck inside for like 2 years or more. And we're trying our best to try and get them motivated to come out. You know, because we don't want them to get too comfortable, because when they get too comfortable, then they don't want to leave the house.
Right.
The idea is to get them to leave the house and come out and socialize, you know, and do things with their hands or whatever they have to do, you know. And we try to, the idea is to keep them busy.
Good.
Keep them focused.
All right, my dear. We have a minute left. Any famous last words you would want to pass on to the people listening to you?
Oh, I want to say, please, like I said before, we're searching for a building. We're desperately searching for a building. So if anyone out there knows anywhere in LaSalle that we can rent that has the kitchen facilities and all that, we would greatly appreciate it. Repeat the number again, 514-935-4951. And, of course, for donations, we're accepting donations. Donations can be sent by calling that number that I just gave, 514-935-4951. Or you can e-transfer at CBAC. MTL@gmail.com, and our office is 7401 Newman in LaSalle, and it's in the Super C building.
Nice.
So I want to say thank you, Stretch, for giving me the opportunity to be your little guinea pig today. I don't mind at all.
That's okay. That's why we're here. This is a community station. It's a community program, and people should get to know that and enjoy it. You know, so I'm glad you were there for me to learn. I'm gonna get other people to teach me as I go along,
because we
need to see our own. You know.
Yes, but you were doing well today.
Good.
We're doing really well on our own, and. We haven't made any mistakes. We did it okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have much more to go unless you want to do a PhD.
No. No. I just wanna learn it so the folks will enjoy it too. So yeah. I wanna thank you, my dear, and we're gonna. I'm gonna close it down now. So
that's okay.
If anything blows up in your house, it was me. All right, Jewel. Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care.
All right, my dear.
Enjoy the rest of the show, everybody.
Enjoy. That's Miss Jewel Jones, and one of our very strong listeners, and. We enjoy being with her, and there's another one that says hello every Saturday, and it's Mary Figuera, and they both speak with their money. Mary speaks with $100 every funding drive, and I can't say thank you enough to these people, because we need every cent. You know, sure, we are with the university and all that. The students are very great for us. They look after the station, because they can come there. You know, one of the best radio announcers that I know, Charlie Babcock, he was from Pennsylvania, and this is where he learned it. Before CKUT was even CKUT, he calls the name all the time, and I can't remember. So, you know, students, it's a very nice way to pass the time. You go down there and, you know, you want to get a break from the lessons and all that. You go to CKUT and volunteer, even if you're not a student there. Go see the person who's in charge of volunteers there. So, you know, I want to play something. I haven't heard this guy in a while. And where's my mouse? I have my big mouse here. I'm going to play something by my good friend Martin Albino. We were in a band together for years, and he's the one who taught me what little I know. And he would give me the look if I dropped out of key or my timing was off, which was quite often. And he would give me the look, and he would cover me up with his keyboard so nobody would know but he and I. So thank you, Martin Albino. And here he is. Minuet. Oh, yes. His name is Martin Albino. And folks, he played everything you're listening to on that pan. He's from a very musical family. His brother, Alwyn Albino, I'm sure most of us who taught here, they're both teachers. But I think Alwyn taught in the schools in LaSalle. And his sister, who is a judge when it comes to the competitions in Trinidad and Tobago. I think Martin will be out. Let me get here and see. He will be out. Martin Albino and the Golden Stars, the longest running reigning senior steel band in Montreal, will be performing at Parc Ducharme in LaSalle, corner of Jean Brilliant and Rencourt, on Wednesday, the 17th of August at 6 p.m. Come join us as we celebrate the beautiful sounds of steel drum with the Golden Stars. Go check it out. It's all his students. And I just, a caller just texted me, just wanted to know about the pharmacist that I was talking about last week. He's totally interested because he lives on the West Island. He's not pleased with his pharmacist. And I sounded real pleased with mine. Yes, I am extremely pleased because he's a gentleman. His staff are very nice people. And his name is Jonathan. And he's at the Jean Coutu corner of St. John and Pierrefonds. By the way, the Jean Coutu, he owns that franchise. Yeah, young guy, very proud of him. And he's a gentleman, very approachable. So if you're having problem, I'm not telling it to go there now, go get a man, no worry about trouble, you know. But if you have a problem with your drugs, you're not too sure, you can always ask them. Ask them and they have all the time in the world for you. You feel special and that you get in there. Hi, Mr. Carr, I like that. I feel good. You know what I mean? So, yes, his name is Jonathan. Corner of St. John and Pierrefonds Boulevard. You remember I was telling you about the programs that I like on this radio. There's so many of them. There's a jazz program. There's, programs like Butcher T, Friday nights, Sunday night. Even the rock program, this rock program is worldwide. You go to, you can pick them up on several stations in Europe. And, but there's a Haitian program that's been around as long as this one has. They're into the political thing, but boy, sometimes they drop some Haitian music. And I'm telling you, makes me want to holler and dance. I'm telling you, I'm going to play your compa. I love compa music, you know. But on Friday nights at 8 o'clock, they have a Latin program. If you're from the Caribbean, let's be reasonable now. If you're from Trinidad, Trinidad is a couple miles from Venezuela. And we are a couple of miles from Cuba. We grew up listening to Cuban radio stations. And we love the music. But today I'm just going to pass on something to you, a compa piece that I enjoy so much. I hope you enjoy it, all right? Hey. Hey. To all my listeners out there, please enjoy Compa from out of Haiti. Woo! If you like to dance, get up and dance. Don't be shy, nobody's watching. Except me. Wepa!
Oh, rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas.